This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Everybody tuned up there, Michael, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You know, there are a lot of people who dance to that music. Did you realize that we have people that dance every week to the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show?
Pretty do we really?
That's beneficial.
That warms my heart and makes me feel that I'm not alone, because I always dance when we start.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's get to the business of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going over the charts for the first week of April 2024, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list, according to all of the program people and listening to the shows, et cetera, et cetera. So, Michael, please do us the honor of giving us your wisdom through the top 10 story and people lists.
On the stories list at number 10, we have J.K. Rowling attacks the Scottish hate crime law. That's an interesting one. At number 9, EVs and Tesla woes. At number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Mike Johnson. A little civil war in the House on the Republican side. At number 7, ISIS targeting U.S. and Europe. At number 6, the Iranian generals slain. At number 5, the Trans Day of Visibility. At number 4, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the presidential race. And at number 1, the Israel-Hamas war and the aid worker deaths. The People Survey. At number 10, the aforementioned J.K. Rowling. Number 9, Elon Musk. Number 8, Mike Johnson. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 6, Jack Smith. At number 5, Eileen Cannon. At number 4, RFK Jr. At number 3, Benjamin Netanyahu. Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. And welcome to April, and the wheel keeps turning.
As the observer, the king, the chief observer at Talkers, and frankly, in the world
the king,
of news talk
right,
radio.
The king.
Yeah, the king. It's King Michael.
Yeah, right.
The business of people who are running for president, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, RFK Jr., all of the things that are being said about all of them that are negative. And we went through this in the talk radio roundup a little bit earlier. The things Joe Biden and the people in his party, what they're saying about him, Donald Trump and the people who used to work for him, what they're saying. There's less being said about Robert F. Kennedy unless you listen to his family. The people who know him, the people I'm talking about outside of the family that have been working with him, seem to like him and have an appreciation for his point of view. So, as, again, an astute observer, why is it, this may be a sophomore question, but in your mind, what is there about the candidacy of RFK Jr. that hasn't got the news, the traditional news media, all spellbound, or in fact, the news talk media spellbound?
Because he doesn't have a chance in the, you know, a chance of winning, that's what. Doesn't have
really?
Them spellbound.
Isn't that, but we say that. And we sort of, if and this is not about you and me, but when people say that, How do they know that? We're like months and months away. Is it that we know the news media is not going to give them a fair shake? And they're going to continue to focus on just Biden and Trump and therefore lead into the system or continue the system, which is so broken, continue that because it's good for business for them and RFK is not good for the news media business?
That's what would be called on Law and Order a leading question.
Yes, it is.
This gives you.
I think it's obvious
what you are displaying for the listeners is how the media distorts things, so that you can get your pro RFK Jr. View out there.
Right. I'm doing what they
under the guise of being a critical thinker and attacking the establishment. No.
Right.
The only reason RFK Jr. even has any buzz whatsoever is because of his name. Who the hell is he? And even his own family don't like him.
Well,
so,
what does that
come
mean?
Come on, Doug.
So what?
You really think he has a chance of winning?
I want him to have a chance.
That's
I don't know
whether
he has
thing
any,
out of
but
your
I
pores.
Want him.
Do
you
have
a
chance?
Him?
Why?
Because
why
the other two guys are useless pieces of crap.
But then why don't you run
to be president?
Well, so a third useless piece of crap is going to get better. Yeah. You know, piece of crap junior. That's what you want. I mean, come on.
I
didn't mean that in any way to disparage the memory of his father.
Yeah, yeah, and his uncle. Yeah,
his
I just
uncle,
think that
whoever that we have he's related
we
to.
In the news talk business. We are contributing in this is in the main in general to the fact that we have lackluster candidates. Nobody likes them, or I shouldn't say nobody does, because there are
nobody
a lot of people.
Likes them. Yeah. Donald Trump is adored by millions of people around the country,
and he's hated by millions of people as well.
Yeah,
and
but
so
I'm
is
saying
Joe Biden.
Is, but don't you realize third party candidates at this point can sway an election in a direction that most of the people do not want?
Yeah, well, they don't want. We look at the Wisconsin vote on Tuesday, and 37% of the Democrats voted for anybody but Biden. Anybody but whatever. I forget who the candidate's name is, but anybody but. That's that got to tell you something. It's an extraordinary reality that we find ourselves in, most powerful country in the world, and we got a couple of bozos who are on the top of the list. This is, you know, news talk is about what we feel and
that certainly is a valid comment on your part. But to wonder why we're not just saying let's go with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because
no,
there's a couple of bozos.
He's a
bozo too. The bozo you know is better than the bozo you don't.
Not in this case.
That's an old saying.
Yeah, this is right. Michael Harrison, circa 1993.
Yeah. You know? Well, I remember when Bozo was running against Clarabelle, and it was a very, very legitimate argument. Of course, most people don't remember the golden days of clownery. But the fact
and
of
Willie
the matter
Scott
is,
won.
The people, remember? There are people that do like Biden, and there are people that do
know
like
that.
Trump.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would go with you one better. I think there are more people who really like Trump than there are people who really like Biden. I think if you were to take a hardcore stance on this, there are more people who are more passionate about Donald Trump than they are about Joe Biden. I don't think there's any passion to Joe Biden at all. I think the Democratic establishment wants him. I have the town I live in is mostly all Democratic, and they are very unimpressed. But they feel like they have to hold their nose and vote for whoever the Democratic establishment.
That's often the way it is. I mean, why do you think Trump's a bozo?
But the Republican establishment doesn't go for Trump.
Back up. Why do you think that Trump is a bozo, and why do you think Biden is a bozo? Like, give us a minute on each one. Why are they? You're calling the two leading political figures in America at the moment bozos. Why?
Well, the term bozo goes with the efficacy of anyone who's a clown. And I think that Biden stumbles and falls and makes himself, he embarrasses himself to the point
like
of
his,
almost
you
being...
You don't like his performance skills.
I don't like his policies, nor do I like his performance skills.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Donald Trump's performance skills, but I do like his policies for the most part.
I see. For the most part.
So, okay. What does that tell you?
All right. Well, it tells us what you like and what you don't like. But
how about you? You want to jump in on that? Come on.
No, I don't want to jump in. I'm asking the questions. You're the one making the provocative statements, and I'm the one at least holding your feet to the fire.
Yes.
Not that I'm attacking you. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to get off your chest the fact that you have clearly established today that you would vote for and you want Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next president of the United States, with a vice president a heartbeat away from the most powerful position in the country and maybe the world, who we don't even know who the hell she is.
She was married to one of the richest guys in the country. Therefore, she has lots of money. That's it.
Well, no, there you go.
She was married to one of the guys that founded Google.
Oh, well, I mean, that certainly impresses me.
I'm sure it does. Okay, so you want to know what else is on my chest? Here's the next thing that's on my chest.
What else is eating you?
Number one this week on the story list is the Israeli-Hamas war.
Oh boy!
And how?
What else? What other proofs do you have for us?
The fact that we have allowed the Iranians to basically control pretty much all of this, in the sense that they. They funded Hamas, they've created this scenario, many members of the press now have become more affectionately sympathetic to Palestine without understanding or explaining the connection that Iran has to Hamas, which more or less controls the political thinking, not the Palestinians themselves. I know lots of Palestinians who don't have any use at all for Hamas or any of the things that are going on there. This is, you know, it's what's bothering me is there's so few people controlling the message here in terms of what's going on.
That's the way the world goes. The problem with the Middle East is that the Palestinian people are not necessarily enthralled or served well by Hamas, as evidenced by the misery that's been, you know, heaped upon them by Hamas's actions. And it's clear that a large portion of the Israeli population and the population of the world, including Jewish people, are not thrilled about Netanyahu. So again, two extreme elements of both sides are controlling the narrative, and a horrific scene. And and maybe we'll come to some type of logical understanding of that, and this crisis will be averted. I don't know how.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison, whose claim to fame is that he is the king. We're just having a little fun with that off
the air. King.
The king. He's the king of talkers and talk radio. Actually, now he's working with Gun Hill Road. There will be more music and more. So this is how we combine the two different formats. We put music together with talk, and what do you have? You have these songs from Gun Hill Road that are a very strong social commentary on what's going on in the world today. So, listen, pay attention.
It's a pretty interesting thing that we have a musical ensemble that gets 99% of its exposure on talk radio.
Talk radio.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, really that's cool. That's the state of music radio today.
Yeah, that does say something about me. You're right about that.
Oh, it sure does.
All right, I want to remind people quickly about the Omaha Steak 50% off sale site-wide going on this weekend. All your mouth-watering favorites, get ready for the grilling season semi-annual sale going on through the weekend. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. That's right, you get 50% off everything on the site. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. The filet, the burgers, the chicken, all of the things. Easy to prepare meals that are perfect for busy weekday nights. All right, you got it? OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Get them while they last. This weekend is probably the culmination of this big deal. All right. So artificially, this is the portion of the Good Day show. In this portion of every hour, we talk about artificial. We are now more likely talking about artificial intelligence, but social media, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to follow along with us here for a moment, I have asked James Collins, who's in our control room in the main studio in Dallas, to generate a deep fake for you so you can understand how the AI thing works and can work on talk radio as it may work anywhere else. Here's audio of a call that never happened.
Hey, it's Jack here. Look, I'm just going to say it straight enough with the diplomatic dances and peace talks. Israel needs to defend itself, period. It's about time they show strength and put an end to the constant threats and attacks from Hamas. If that means taking decisive military action to ensure the safety of Israeli citizens, then so be it. It's time to stop tiptoeing around the issue and start taking real action to protect Israel's sovereignty. Enough is enough.
That call is completely fake. We have a voice from that voice came from a caller who called the program on something else. So he took his voice and put into the chat GPT toolbar, have this voice talk about the Israeli-Hamas war. And that's what came up.
Well, you must have told it to take the Israeli point of view. Otherwise,
no, James, I didn't tell you. Nope. Did you tell him to do that, James?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so...
How did it pronounce Hamas?
Haas. It was Haas or something.
You see, that's the problem. That's always the tip off. They take a word that may not be common.
But look at how easy it was, though. That was the point.
Yeah, that's what you should have done when I asked you the tough question before. Give me a minute on Obama. What's what you hate about him and don't like? I don't use the word hate. And what you don't like, not Obama, about Biden and about Trump. Imagine if you had an easy thing. Chat. You press a button, your voice comes out, and all of a sudden we hear Doug do an eloquent overview of positions that are the most popular takes. It's out there in cyberspace, and the computer can put it together in a flash.
Pretty amazing stuff.
We don't have to be here anymore.
No. All right. Well, you want to go? Go get some breakfast somewhere.
Plug into my my app.
Right. My app. I don't think I want to look at your app. All right. It's 28 past the hour here on the countdown. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge is rejecting Donald Trump's plea to dismiss his classified documents case. USA's John Schaefer.
Trump had argued that the case should be thrown out under the protection of the Presidential Records Act. However, the judge stated that the charges Trump sought to dismiss were not dependent on this statute.
A half hour, 30 minutes. That's the amount of time President Biden spent on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden reportedly told Netanyahu he wants to see immediately how Israel plans to improve the situation for Palestinian civilians suffering in the midst of the Israel-Hamas war. The White House says Biden made it clear U.S. foreign policy toward the Gaza conflict will be riding on Israel's response. Israel has since announced the firing of two military commanders who were in charge during the airstrike that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us...
If you love them enough to turn off your music... and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, thanking the folks listening to us on KBUR in Burlington, Iowa, and also in Iowa, KBIZ in Fairfield, Iowa. Two great stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week so that you know what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Thanks to the efforts of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and a gooddayshow.com. I thought you might be interested in some of the things when we go on the air and talk about the biggest news stories of the week and how they have propelled the news talk radio hosts into great conversations. Some of the folks who listen to the conversations are interested in either the same thing or other things. So I like to acknowledge the people that take the time to send us their couple of dozen people with thoughts here. A lady named Carrie thought that the Taiwan earthquake was a big deal this week. I don't know what you say about that. You know, we talk about it a little bit on the air, but there's no... I guess maybe that brings me around. Do you think in order for a story to be important and to be discussed, when we look at the list of the top 10, does it have to be controversial? Do there have to be two sides to it in order for it to work? There's no two sides to the Taiwan. It's just a news story. So there's nothing really
well,
there.
Well, I mean, controversy and diverse opinions definitely propel stories to have what's called legs and last a while. But, you know, natural disasters do make their way to our list on occasion. If there was an earthquake in the United States, it would probably have more conversation on talk radio than something on the other side of the planet. So it's all part of it. But when you have a war that could lead to World War III, and there's more meat, you know, on those bones to talk about, to chew on, and that's, you know, it's common sense.
So here's listener Greg, who says, in concert with what you just said, Michael, he says, I think the accidental death of aid workers in Gaza tops anything else, followed closely by the strike on the Iranian-Syrian embassy. So those two things are part of what's in the top 10 this week.
That's number one this week.
Well, the Iranian general getting slain is number six. But that's the kind of stuff, as you just suggested, that could lead to another really hot war. And you wonder why cooler heads do not prevail. If you know or you think about the psychology of the Ayatollah and people who think like that, they would like to have, because they think that's the only way they can kill all the Jews, is to basically, you know, lay waste to the planet. The only thing that they have in their head is to kill all the Jews. I can't even begin to understand that thinking. Not just about killing the Jews, but like destroying everything in the name of some religious belief.
That's why we have a word called fanaticism.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, mental illness has definitely been one of the problems that Homo sapiens has, you know, carried around since it emerged from the ooze and the slime.
That's a wonderful point. Yeah, that is a wonderful point, frankly.
Yeah,
I thought you'd get a kick out of when we were talking about Maine stories. One guy named Paul Brady said, biggest story of the week is my birthday. God love him. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Of course, the stories that we talk about on this program and the stories on this list is an objective, as best we can be, counting of the most talked about, not necessarily the most important. And, you know, to get into what the most important stories are, that's a whole different set of circumstances.
That's not what you're looking for. That's not what
here's what people are talking about. And certainly, you know, it goes deeper than that. The thing that most people talk about is the weather. That's the big icebreaker. And the other thing everybody talks about these days is computer technology. Have you gotten this new app? Have you gotten this new, you know, phone? There's a lot of things people talk about, but that, you know, it doesn't fit within the focus of this chart or this program. Small talk.
So you'll get a kick. You know me. You'll get a kick out of this. I had one of my iPads, the battery in it exploded. It's one of those lithium batteries, and that's firsthand knowledge of what happens. It's why people worry about these lithium batteries. They last a long time, but when they go, they go. So I got a new iPad, and I got a lesson on SIM cards and how to change a SIM card from one. Are you good at changing SIM cards from one?
Oh, I'm not good at any of that stuff, but I'm aware of it because I've always found, you know, things like SIM cards to be the bane of my existence.
They really are. It is an amazing world. And then people say, well, maybe it's your age. Right? That's what I always go, well, you're old and you don't understand how to do that stuff.
No, thank you. The young people are having problems with these things as well.
Yep. All right, number six, sort of getting into the situation with the Iranian general being slain and what's going on in the Middle East. Do we need to change our policy toward Israel? This has been a thread. We're going back and forth to the story and related items two or three times during the course of the countdown today. And as a result, as we're doing this program, apparently Biden's call to Netanyahu had some impact because the gates opened in northern Gaza for people to get out. And that's what Biden said. If you don't do this, we're going to stop supporting you. And so apparently Netanyahu took that to heart.
Yeah, obviously, and Netanyahu is operating within a realm of emotion. Biden has a little bit more, shall we say, objectivity toward it, because, again, it's happening on the other side of the planet. And let's face it, the Palestinian-Israeli struggle is steeped in emotion. And emotion is close to insanity, you know, and they're all it's very emotional there. And when people get angry and people get passionate and people want revenge and people think that their lives are being threatened, they operate in a different way than people who judge everything by what they see on Fox News for their entertainment or MSNBC. It's being an armchair analyst is very different than being on the front lines in the Middle East. And that's the psychological component of all of this plays a major role in it. And you got to understand that when getting into the conversation. But I'm sure that Netanyahu is going to eventually listen to Biden, or he's finished. And the people that will bring him down will be the Jews. Israel will bring him down. Not everybody in Israel is happy with the response that has been taken to the atrocity that triggered this particular episode.
It's just astonishing, frankly, that so many people act in accordance with destructive thoughts.
We're a violent species. Pollyanna. Violent, dangerous animal on this planet.
Yeah.
Look at the power for destruction that this particular naked ape has, achieved.
At his disposal. Right. Yep. As a story that I wanted you to hear, you probably have heard this, the 12-year-old volunteer paramedic who's working to save lives in Gaza. See, there are other stories besides the war and its the negative impact. There's always something good that comes out of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this young lady is an example of what's going on. Zakaria Sarsak, not that the name is important, but what's going on is important. Helping, volunteering to help the emergency with folks in Gaza. And there are other younger people who are doing this at risk, because anybody who goes into the Gaza area is at risk. That's just the way it is. So I thought
And there have been brave people in all wars. There are paramedics, there are medics, there are people, reporters that are embedded with the troops. You know, the Red Cross, first responders, not just in war, but even every day in the United States and around the world. There are people, and when the crowd is running away from the disaster, there are those who run toward it. And unsung heroes abound, thank God.
Mm-hmm. One more comment on the number two story, the presidential race. We were talking about this fellow who changed his name to anybody, but you usually heard that story. Well, there's now a party called No Labels. And the No Labels Party has announced, to everybody's relief, I'm sure, that the unity ticket they were trying to put together has fallen apart because they can't find anybody to run against Trump and Biden. So there will be no, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, No Labels in the third party category. They'll have to, if you want to vote third party, you got to vote for Robert F. Kennedy. It's amazing how people have come up with all this stuff, but it's because of dissatisfaction with the back to what we were talking about a half hour ago. The almost complete dissatisfaction, unless you're a hardcore supporter of these two people, is just like, hello. Whew. It's a lot of work going through all of this stuff. It is.
Right. But then again, I could turn it around and say, look, we live in a democracy. There's a robust exchange of ideas. It never has been peaceful or simple. Would you rather that everybody walk in lockstep? There's so many ways of slicing and dicing this onion. There are people that are invested in the status quo. And that's why the third party thing is very dangerous. Third parties are really, in a two-party system, third parties serve the system well when they influence one of the two parties to incorporate something new in their policy, not to fractionalize the vote so that something truly unpopular can win.
Well, You have, that's a strong belief, and I'm glad you expressed it. I don't think we should have two parties. I think we should have as many parties as want to exist and can exist and garner support and a following. And that's not the, the Democrats or Republicans keep that from happening because they have such a stranglehold. And that's why we have the problem we have now of leadership. The leadership, there is no leadership, frankly. I thought it was interesting, Biden, with regard to the presidential race number two this week, Biden has announced at the end of the week a war. We had earlier the discussion last month or two about the war on fees. That's what it's being called. Now the banks are being targeted, the mortgage closing costs. See, this is a populist approach because this is a good way to get votes. So we're going to help everybody by cutting these fees, which all of us despise, right? You get your phone bill, you got 10 different fees and fines and stuff on there, and same is true. If you ever get a new mortgage, they whack you in about five different ways. Yeah. All it is more taxes.
Well, that goes back to the culture of scamming that you and I have talked about over the past several weeks, that scams are not just people stealing your identity. It's the nickel and diming you with fine print on your bills and fees for things that you used to get for free that were considered to be part of the service you were already paying for.
Exactly.
And not being able to trust institutions that used to be considered sacred, like the banking systems, like insurance companies, like the drug companies, healthcare, all of these things, you just basically accepted what they did. These were big establishments, and now you can't trust anybody.
All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the Talk Convention in June, Talkers Convention, with the naming of the Woman of the Year, coming up in 60 seconds here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Talkers Convention comes up in June every year in New York, and this year, every year there's a Woman of the Year named by the folks at Talkers, and this year you've made the announcement, so you might as well make the announcement.
Yeah, her name is Sharon. She's also known as Sherry Madison, the wife of the late Joe Madison. She was his executive producer. Joe Madison was the leading African American talk show host in America. He was heard on Sirius XM satellite radio, and she was the great woman behind the great man, and we're going to be honoring her at the conference in June at Hofstra.
And, did she work with him when he was on the radio stations, like in Washington and Baltimore? Did she work with
him? I don't know if she had the title executive producer, but she's worked with him for his whole career. Yeah. They were married 45 years. Great woman.
So that's a good bit of information is the upcoming. It's April. Before you know it, it'll be June.
Oh, yeah.
Time for the Talk Radio Convention. All right. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour. Everybody want to sing and sway with the Sammy Kay here? All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, as we prepare for the weekend, what's coming out this weekend, what's exciting, what's going on in the film and television department. All right, what's this theme from? I don't recognize it, Chucker.
That's the theme to it. It's a Mad. We're all from 1963. You know, I noticed that I was looking at birthdays today. And I noticed that Spencer Tracy was, the late Spencer Tracy, was born in 1900, passed away in 1967. One of my all-time favorite movies, and I mean all-time favorite, would be It's a Mad World, in which he played Sergeant Culpepper from 1963. If you said to me, give me 10 movies you'd want to see in a movie theater now with a big audience, this would be on my top 10. I just so loved this film when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a great film.
You have one of those movies that you, if I said to you, Doug, pick one movie or two movies that you'd like to see in a movie theater with 500 people, give me one or two movies that would be cool for you.
Well, I think I talk frequently about the ones that I like seeing, because every time I see them, I sort of take something away from them. There are my certain parts of The Hunt for Red October, for example, that I would love to see with a bunch of people. I think some of the older westerns I'd like to see with the people, the ones that didn't focus on shooting all the Indians. And then, you know, there's Star Trek and I think I like the Star Trek because I love Shatner and Leonard Nimoy together. Those sorts of movies. Yeah, right. Yes.
You want to hear something interesting? I was looking at this.
Yes.
Right? Box office, really. Okay, April 7th, which is, what is that?
Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Gone with the Wind will be re-released, I think, very limited. I don't know if it's a Phantom event. I think for one night. 85th anniversary. Not the 50th anniversary. Not this. 85 years ago, this week, Gone with the Wind came out. Think about that. That's a long time ago.
Pretty amazing. I was in the Peterson Car Museum this past weekend with my grandson, and I saw Clark Gable's car that he bought for his wife, Carol Lombard. It was a black Cadillac with a white roof, a two-door. They had specially made for him. And it was just, you know, you can. I just was there envisioning him driving down Hollywood Boulevard in that car. It is kind of cool. All right, so what's coming out this weekend, speaking of things that are on the screen?
Well, I still think Godzilla Kong will be the number one attraction at the nation's box office. Two interesting films. One is a horror film, The First Omen, which I guess is a prequel to the 1980s classic film, The Omen. Reviews actually really good. It's tracking like $12, $13 million opening. And there's this other movie called Monkey Man with Dev Patel, which is sort of like a John Wick type movie. Reviews are actually good. I guess it's an acquired taste, but that's also tracking in the low in the low teens.
It's way too violent.
And then next week we got that movie Civil War, which should be really interesting.
Something
that comes out
in
April 12th.
Kira Sedgwick and her husband Kevin Bacon are going to work on a film together. They have done that before, I think. I think they're a good couple. They seem nice together. They did what, Lemon Sky before. They did Cave Dweller before, The Woodsman before. So now they're going to, they love the chemistry that they have together as a marriage partner or partners. And they have the same chemistry when they act together. So
you
they want to do more stuff.
That sounds cool. I was watching the Today Show, I think last week, Kevin Bacon came on. He's going to make an appearance at the prom of a high school in Utah where Footloose was filmed. They invited him to go. They keep inviting him, and he said, okay, I'll go. Yeah, I thought it was really, really cool. He seems like a really good guy. To give me your opinion on this, in this day in TV history, 1987, Married with Children premieres on Fox. Now, I had a buddy went to a convention a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me that Katie Sagal, who was the star of that show, alongside Ed O'Neill, was at the convention. And there was a long, long line of her signing autographs, $125 for an autograph, Katie Sagal.
Woo.
Now, if you take a picture with them, it's another $100. Incredible, the money these
big
performers
business
make at these conventions.
All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday, 15.
Thanks.
I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.